places.
Can't believe you're attacking me right now, dude. I actually got served. I got served with a court summons this week.
For what?
It was bullshit. It was fake.
It was bullshit.
It was fucking fake, dude.
They fake news summons, dude?
They fake courted me. They bill collectors. Court? Bill collectors have this shit where they pretend they're lawyers. I've been dealing with this for forever. Bill collectors will hit you up and be like, "Hi, this is an account manager at Rothstein and Burglar or whatever," and they're like,
"Rothstein, huh?
Rothstein,
Rothstein, huh?
Rothstein and Burger." They're like, "This is," and I'm like, "Dude,
Rothschild."
I'm like, "What is this?" Yeah, this is Rothschild and fucking Prescott, dude. They call you up and they try to get you to believe that they're. I've done this before. I'm like, "Dude, are you guys a law firm?" They're like, "Well, technically, we do work hand in hand." It's like, "All right, whatever." So you know how I beefed with that one company and put it on the Reddit to be like, this number told me they're going to call all my family and friends because I was leaving them 3-minute voicemails. And I'd be like, everybody. I would sing the whole song while I was driving and then just like let it go out. And so like, people were picking up. So I was battling them like left and right.
And you would leave voicemails of you singing Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, and I leave voicemails Jesus on weekends Christ, of me singing dude. Backstreet Boys to them. So the guy... I called
have
him
you,
back.
Have you told anyone that that's what you were up to?
No, I've been up to some wild.
Psychologically warfaring telemarketers?
Because they told me, they're like, we're going to call your whole family. So I started calling them every day, like, yo, bro, what's up? What's good with it, dude? You guys just fake promises, dude? You're not going to actually do it? And I would just every day call them. And like, I called the secretary. She's like, I think I could help you. I'm like, honestly, I don't want to talk to someone of your position. Please get me right to
damn.
The fashion. Dude, just... Mental warfare is a
sign. One of these people, I know you're winning a lot of these battles, but
well, they struck
someone's
back hard.
Gonna fuck you.
I was doing a hard psyop on them, and then they fucking struck back, dude. <You're psy-op'd. laughs> All of a sudden, my cousin texted me. It was like 3 days later after the Backstreet Boys message. They call me. They call my cousin. Email my brother. They're hitting my parents up saying that I was being served with a legal summons for CityCard. Which is a credit card I bounced on when I was 18. It's like, bros, this is over. Like, you lost.
You lost.
It's 7 years is up. So,
7 years is up? Is that the rule?
Yeah, 7 years, dude. Especially if you pick... My mom was like, if you pick up the phone and go like, I don't know what you're talking about, that you have to... If you acknowledge it, I heard, the clock can start ticking if you're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. So... That's according to my mom, but I'll get her cite sources if you're a fucking Nancy about it. So... So they sent these things
you
out.
You might want her to cite some sources.
People were sending me shit. That's just fucking white trash meta knowledge, dude. Just be like, just ignore the phone calls. It all goes away. And you're like, thanks, mom.
I mean, I have that. That's all I do. People are like, your student loans are due. I'm like, who is this?
Well, it works with the IRS, too.
IRS is on my ass,
it's like,
dude.
I just know a guy who's battling them, and he's like an older guy. He goes, yo, bro, all I got to do is wait like 6 more years, and this shit all goes away. But he's been battling them for years and years. I think if you become a senior citizen, maybe they leave you alone. I don't know.
I just started. My battle just began.
With the IRS?
Yeah, I'm in year one of my battle with the IRS.
This guy owes him some cash.
They're like, you owe us $1,500 from 2015. I was like, nah, dude.
Yeah, come get me. Well, they'll start penalizing you hard as fuck.
How?
They'll just add that 15 to 2,000 and this and that.
Oh, yeah. They
and
will.
If you ever go to sell a house, they come in and hit you with a chop. That's why I have weird debts to credit cards that I think are gone, but someone told me that, like, yeah, they won't get you, but if you go to sell a house or any kind of big transaction,
yeah,
they'll take it right out. So before you sell a house, if you have any weird credit card stuff, settle with them, because you can settle for pennies on the dollar, but if you sell a house, they hit a lien and they just take everything they want.
Whew.
So you're just a hot potato. If you're debt, people are selling you debt and passing you around and hoping they get to cash in on you. So either way, but... They told my cousin, like, that I was being summoned for court and that I was denying. Basically, I was on the lam. So people were like, dude, you're going to court? Did you get in trouble? I'm like, dude, it's fucking – I'm at war with my fucking ex-creditors. Just leave it alone. It's no big deal.
You're at war. And by that, you mean just you're not paying.
Yeah. I'm singing Backstreet Boys, dude. I'm not paying them. I refuse. They're trying to tell me from $1,200 back in 2005 that I owe them now $9,000. And I'm like, dude.
Sounds serious.
Fuck you guys. No. Every time they call me, I'm like, nice, dude. Thanks. I'm good. I'm glad it's growing. They're like, it's not an investment. It's not an investment. It's just debt.
You keep saying, no, continue my growth in my portfolio.
It's my portfolio, dude. It's negative $9,000.
Yeah, but that's such a funny way to handle that.
Oh, dude.
People debt collecting and be like, nice. Please keep that rising.
Let's go, dude.
Good
let's
job.
Go. Let's see what we can get in Q3. And they're like, dude, it's not even fun. It's Q1, dude. All right. But they, so then they called my cousin. Because I used to work for a company called Cider Mill Services doing demolition. My cousin has a company called Cider Mill Services that's landscaping. Cider Mill Landscaping. So they fucked up on my W-2, so Cider Mill geeked out, being like, we talked to your employer, we're going to garnish your wages. First of all, I don't work for either of them anymore. They called my cousin, and I was like, so when they hit me, my cousin hit me with that. I was like, all right, I'm going to call him back. And I went, when I called him back the first time, I was, you know, being my quick, usual city wit self, being like, you're not
you
a lawyer.
So much city wit.
Stop.
You're a city
dude,
slicker.
I'm a city slicker. It's the whole time. Yeah, I was like, just dude, quick when I first, boy. When I got the news from my brother and my cousin, I called the place up and I'm like, who is this? I'm like, are you guys lawyers? They're like, oh, we work for, I'm like, yo, dude, you're a fucking bill collector, bro. You're sitting there with a Monster Energy drink pretending you're a lawyer. You're a fucking loser. And I start just rant, hitting this. You got to strike first because they hit hard. So I'm like, you're a fucking.
What do you mean you have to do? I was like, strike first. You got to insult.
Because they hit you. They're like, look, they do it to you. They're like, what's the matter, bud? Oh, you can't handle your money? You're a fucking. They're like, oh, you can't pay your bills?
Well, they only do that because you do the Backstreet Boys.
No, they've done that to me before.
I've never had somebody call me and be like, what the fuck, dude? What are you, a loser?
Because you don't. Well, that's true, too. When they first started calling me, I'm like, dude, I live in the woods, bro. I was like, come get me. And they'd be like, you're a loser.
I live in the woods.
So I was like, dude, you're a fucking dude in a cubicle with a Monster Energy drink. Pretending to be a lawyer right now. It's like, you're a telemarketer, bro. Stop flexing. They were like, oh, 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 oh. So then they'd be like, whatever. So then when they started calling my family because they got pissed off.
It's crazy.
So then I told my cousin, I was like, all right, dude, like, just, I'm going to call him back again. I called another number, the 188 number they gave me, and was like, hello. And they were like, the guy was like, yes, is this, we have the case. And I was like, what is this for? And I was just pretending to be retarded.
Yeah, I know. I thought
like,
of that, too.
Your play, bro. You're
like, yo, I'm actually retarded now.
I was just like, what? He's like, you owe money. We're coming. Dude, this guy literally was like, this is a court summons. You understand that? And I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. And they're like, we're going to come drag you out of your house, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, please, no. And this guy still was fucking like, yeah, you
That's
don't like
he
that.
He definitely knew you were not retarded.
I don't know. He might not.
He definitely knew.
Because he kept being like, what's the matter, man? What, you don't understand? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, what, are you slow? And I was just like, huh? No, I'm not slow. Dude, it was so funny.
Oh, my God, dude.
This was a whole different company, though, that I was calling. They didn't talk to me.
Dude,
they didn't know
what
I was
are you
quick.
Doing?
I'm waging war with creditors, dude. So then I pretend I'm retarded, and this guy gets really mean to me, and I'm
Is
like,
from your trip to Brazil?
Yeah.
You maxed out on these credit cards in Brazil.
And never paid them. That's when I missed my flight, and I had to buy a whole other plane to come home. I got lost in fucking, like, some area of Brazil. I had to, like, wait for 6 days and fly standby. So finally, I was like, fuck it. I took my credit card and bought, like, a $1,200 flight, got home, and was like, I thought I was walking home to a lucrative real estate deal. Turns out the guys I was working with were committing deed fraud. And like, I came home and had no money.
I know this story that you cried.
Yeah, that was one of the times.
Your parents.
The time I ran away from home at 19 and cried is when I maxed out my. That was after I maxed out that credit card. I was like, oh, guys, I maxed out a credit card. I was like, too bad, you got to pay it off. And I was like, that's not unfair. And ran away and cried. And then the realtor time, when I came back from the deal, found out the deal didn't go through, I was like, fuck it. And I had to, like, show houses. And I went out, and, like, I was showing houses. And they were like, hey, we're going to work with someone else. And I was like, that's cool. And, like, went out to my car. And I was like,
he called a guy back.
That was after. That was another time I cried, dude. But, no, so then I called my cousin. I'm like, yo, my cousin's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, my cousin's like, I'm going to tell him you're dead. And I was like, dude, tell him that I literally just killed myself. Because I got off the phone with them and like tell him, he's like, all right, I'm going to tell him you jumped out the window. Dude. So my cousin called him back and he's like, what the fuck do you guys say to my cousin, man? They're like, what do you mean? They're like, dude, he called you guys and just jumped out the window. He's like, retarded. And they're like, have a nice life, sir. And like hung up on him.
He jumped out the window. He's retarded.
You guys upset my retarded cousin. He jumped out the window.
Oh, so, my God. Oh my God! Man, so he jumped out like a fucking banker in the during the stock market crash.
Oh no!
9,000.
The jelly bean stock has plummeted. Yeah, dude. They told me they're gonna drag me out of my house, dude. Like, we're gonna come get you, and I was like, no,
dude,
don't get me.
It's unbelievable.
It was so funny.
That's crazy. But I just keep like every time student loans calls, I'm like, yeah, well, I can't pay it right now. And they're like, do you want us to default? I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
do whatever.
You can
dude.
Do that if you want. Yeah. Do you know the Indian guys who call about security systems?
Yeah.
They do it to my
Indians
little,
call me. I get phone calls from Indians nonstop. Dude,
my little brother drives a truck all day. So he drives around, he has his little Bluetooth thing on.
He's got time.
When they call, he's got time on the road all day. So they're like, "Would you like to talk to a specialist?" He's like, "Yeah, put him through." And they're like, "Oh, hello, sir. Would you like a home security system?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? I probably need it. It's when my dick is inside your mom. I don't hear a lot of stuff. So I might be fucking your mom." And they're like, "Oh, sir, that's not necessary." He's like, "Well, my dick's inside your mom. I don't hear anything, dude. It'd be good to have security."
Oh, fuck, dude.
I like doing that. I like calling when they call me. I'm like, "All right, man, you ready for the, like, I'll pay it. Fuck it. You guys take credit card?" And they're like, "Oh, we take credit card." I'm like, "All right, it's 6-2. And hang up on them. And they're like, probably like, "Fuck." Oh, man. But that's what I've been up to, bro.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Last night.